Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his toddler kept seeing someone, and then one day he warned him, "He's gonna get you, Daddy." Then his daughter started seeing him too. Who was he, and what exactly was he going to do?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yeah, 855-853-4802, the phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of it commercial free, check it out. Apple Podcasts on our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Let's jump right on in to our first phone call.
Hi, my name's Steven. I'm actually a brand new listener. I just stumbled across your podcast this week. I wanted to call, and I have many, many stories through my life, but I think I'll start with probably the most terrifying one, at least in my eyes as a father. I'm a father of four. This actually revolves around my oldest two children, starting with my son, who is 13. But this actually started when he was about a year old. We moved into an apartment, his mother and I. Even before he could really talk, there was always times where he would just seem to just kind of stare off into space, and then he would just randomly just burst into tears and cry for no reason. I also would have just overwhelming senses of dread and would have visions of seeing people who had died, you know, just shrugged it off to just being silly, you know, just trying to just think, you know, reading too much into it, you know, you're just got a wild imagination, just calm down. As he progressed and got older, things, you know, got more intense. Like, he would have toys that were only motion activated that would go off in the middle of the night when there was no one in rooms. When he got to be about 18 months old, 2 years, when he really did start talking, or 18 months old, 2 years old, when he really did start talking and started talking in full sentences, we would be playing with him, having him on the bed or in the floor, you know, tickling his belly, saying, "I'm going to get you. I'm going to get your belly." And he would set up, you know, just stone cold stare in his face and be completely flushed, white, and go, "He's going to get you, Daddy." I look at him, "Who's going to get me, Bob?" "That mean man, Daddy. That mean man's going to get you." And he'd be pointing behind me, and there'd be nobody there. And that happened a lot. Well, we eventually moved into a duplex. Thought, okay, you know, whatever's there is going to stay there. No, we weren't even into the new place a week. And a picture of him actually flew off the nightstand, or not, I'm sorry, not nightstand, but end table, and landed in the floor. That's when I knew, okay. My wife was also pregnant, or, well, my ex-wife now, but my ex-wife was also pregnant at the time with his sister. She was born. Things kind of just died out for a while. Things were kind of, you know, nothing really happened. Well, one night I started a split shift at work, and I came home, and it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. She had been up with our daughter, who had a slight cold. She was about a year old at the time. She had been up with her and waiting for me to get home. Well, when she came home, I, you know, always every night would always do a quick check around the house, make sure all the doors are locked, windows are shut, everything's, you know, locked and secured. And then we went to bed. We always left our bedroom door open. And both kids at the time were still small. One, my daughter in her crib, my son would sleep with us. We always left our bedroom door open so my son could go to the bathroom, which was right across the hall. And we had the hallway light on. And I just sat down on the bed and turned to look at the bedroom door. And that's when I saw him. Full body, head to toe, solid, not see-through, not smoke, not, you know, smoky, see-through. I saw a man with black hair who looked like a greaser from the 50s. He had a white t-shirt on with a cigarette pack rolled up in his sleeve, a pair of blue jean pants with the cuff at the bottom, and he had like Converse style tennis shoes on. Well, I saw him walk past the bedroom, and I kind of did a double take, and I heard what room was supposed to be my son's room, which was a toy room. I heard his bedroom door open and close. But I knew nobody was in the house, and I checked even the closets, I would always check. Nobody was in the house. Well, a few years later, I mean, see things here and there off and on. My ex-wife always thought I was crazy. Fast forward about 4 years. About 2 years, my ex-wife and I, we had separated at that time. I actually was engaged to my now wife, and we were traveling, and we were riding separate. My daughter was riding with me, and I heard her talking to somebody. It was really late at night. Actually, it was Christmas Eve. I looked at her. I was like, honey, who are you talking to? She was Mitch. I'm like, okay, I think an imaginary friend, Mitch. I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, what? I was like, well, what's Mitch like? And she got real quiet, real kind of somber. I'm like, well, what is it, baby? She goes, Daddy. She goes, you can't tell him, but Mitch is a mean man. And instantly, all this of my son just came flooding back to me. I'm like, mean man? I'm like, okay. And my wheels started spinning. I'm like, what does this man look like? What does Mitch look like? She goes, Daddy, he's got a real, real ugly face. He always wears a plain shirt and pants and like jeans, describing exactly the man that I saw. I never did see his face because I just caught his profile as he was passing. I never saw his face for long. And she goes, I see him everywhere. I see him at our house, at Mama and Papa's, at Mommy's house. I see him everywhere. He was just here in the car with me talking to me and saying, Daddy, he was saying to me that tomorrow we're going to get his wings. I'm like, what? And to this day, I still don't know what this means, because the very next chance we had, we actually went to church and had her prayed over by the elders and the pastor of our church, and she never mentioned Mitch again. Whatever it was attached to my kids and followed us from one place to another. And finally, I think we broke the cycle, because my youngest two daughters, who are 5 and 2 now, have never mentioned anything about him or anything like that, or seen anything like that. Like I said, I really hope you can use this and look forward to possibly hearing on an upcoming show. Thank you so much for everything you do. I think it's a really awesome concept, and I definitely will call in with more stories.
Have a great day. Thanks for sharing that. That is really interesting, where almost like she was getting prophetic messages from...
Listen, scary stories, and then you throw in the kids aspect of it, and that right there, this guy should write a screenplay and make that into a movie.
That's a good idea. Because it's one of those perfect things where it's like, no, that's he's getting ready to get his wings, Daddy. Like, what?
They're coming to get you, Daddy. Mm-hmm. And that's the name of the movie, and done. I mean, it's going to be a huge hit.
All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to become a supporter of the show, get access to all of our bonus episodes and more, sign up at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.